Welcome back to the Bounds Bully Podcast for ambitious women in business and a few brave men. I'm your host, Nikita Renthigpin. Excited to be in the place with you today. So here is another balance fight for you. If you are new to the BBP, this is something that we brought back from years and years and years ago. We used to do balance bites specifically on one of our old YouTube pages where I would take one question from our clients, power partners, or somewhere else in our community back in the day when we used to have a Facebook group for Certified Selfish, which it was just too much. Hashtag let things go. So we just stopped that and decided to dive deeper in how we serve people without trying to spread ourselves thin. So we too could balance boldly. Well, anywho, the balance bites are from that region of time where we would break things down into smaller bite-sized pieces, anywhere from a 2-minute tackle all the way up to roughly a 15-minute kind of micro episode. And this is one for you. So today's balance bite is for those of you who are parents, specifically parents of young adults that either fall in the Gen Z or the younger end of the millennial range of, I would say children, but young adults at this point. So my husband and I, definitely do fall in both. Our oldest child is a little over 27 and our youngest child just turned 23 just a few months back. So they're at both the millennial and the Gen Z ranges of that spectrum. And our oldest is also a dad of two. We have 5 and 6-year-old at the time of this recording, grandbabies who are pure joy that we love, love, love to life. Can't get enough of them. They both also are on the autism spectrum disorder continuum with very different levels of autism between the two of them. And the youngest has sickle cell disease. So there's a lot of layers of complications that our oldest, who is the younger millennial, has to navigate as a parent of two children that we try our best to support him with. So that has its own nuances. If you're also listening to this as a grandparent, whether your children and or grandchildren have special needs or not, just having a child with a child has its own extra element of interesting sauce on it. And then our youngest is living that rich auntie life. So she doesn't have any children. And we have told her it's her choice when and if she chooses to. So we support her in her intentionally selfish era to work on herself, to love on herself, to put herself first, as I hope she continues to do if she chooses to become a parent. But right now it is all about her and our grand dog, Nova Lynn. And if you have been following me anywhere, you know I love me some of my grand dog, Nova Lynn. Okay. My kids say I treat Nova Lynn better than I treat them, but that's like half joke, half not, probably. So there's that. So one of the questions that came in for this one question per episode moment that we're having here is, as you are a parent of young adults, how do you manage the new stage of the relationship that you're in? So this is going to sound probably very firm for some of you. It might even come across as harsh, but I do believe that you have to let people do what they want to do so they can show you who they are, right? Like who they already are. In the case of your young adult children, who some of them, especially Gen Z, their brains are not quite fully formed yet, right? We have to get to around 25 for that, where the millennials, they are above that. They are fully formed and they are stepping into this person that they are being in this moment and may be in this process of their journey for a little bit longer than you would like until they become who they were always meant to be. But often, as parents of them, we have to look at both the millennials and the Gen Zs a little bit different. So with my millennial, with my older son, we have to let him live, right? Like he's showing us who he is in this moment. It may not even be who we raised him to be, right? Like, and that's part of the challenge sometimes when you're a parent, hopefully a parent who has done the best that you could do, that didn't make justified excuses for poor behavior, bad behavior, or poor decision-making, but you really were trying your best with the knowledge and resources that you had at the time. So assuming that you are that parent and you didn't inflict any harm on your kid, any undue harm, any intentional harm, any of those things, then you might see your millennial young adult, whether they do or do not have children, being a different version of who you know them to be. You know, we know our son to be a fantastic human, to be a creative, to be intuitive in so many different ways, to be loving, to be kind. And he still shows up in all of those ways, especially in his parenting. He is a fantastic dad. We won in that arena. But there are areas of him that we don't agree with, right? That we do want to be different. We want him to step more fully into his power of different elements of him. And because I am a parent and I'm sensitive about my kids, I'm not going to, you know, bash either one of my children or talk about all of their faults or any of that. That's their story to tell if they choose to tell it. But what I will say is my husband and I both agree that sometimes we'll look at both of our kids like, who are they? Where did they come from? Are they ours? Right? Like, you know, like how did you make that decision or do that choice when you have us as your parents? Right. And I know if you're listening to this, you're thinking like, yes, child, I have the same feeling sometimes. Like I think about that all the time. Or even when you look at your siblings, sometimes you're like, how did we come from the same parents? Like, how were we raised in the same house in the same generation? Like what's going on? But it happens. This is their journey. This is their process. So for the case of my millennial, my young millennial who is a parent, we have to respect him twofold in this level in our parenting. We are his advisors. We're no longer authoritarian parents that can say, go take a shower, go clean your room, go do this, go take out the trash, go do this, you know, because we're trying to help him build his character. His character is built. His character is built. The foundation was laid. What is happening now is he needs the advisory portions of us that can help to guide him when he is faltering, to guide him when he has really big decisions to make. And maybe he's just overwhelmed or suffering from decision fatigue because he does have two toddler children with special needs that require a lot of him and all of the navigating of the other relationships that kind of are tethered to this aspect of his life and this part of his life, which is central and core to him. So we have to back up. And I say this with love to myself, to my husband, and to all of you who are in this position where you are looking at your kids like, oh, because I just want to save them. I want to help them. And of course you do, because we love them. But often the best thing you can do is literally back up. I am here for you. I stand for you. I am supporting all of the goodness in you. And in parentheses, because I love you, I am never just going to tell you yes or tell you you smell good, look good, or any of those things when you don't. I love you enough to be transparent and honest. I'm also going to love you enough to speak to you with respect because you are not a five-year-old that has to be told, instructed, and there's no wiggle room, right? For safety reasons. You are an adult that can make your own safety decisions now. So now I'm going to guide you with, you asked for advice. So that's the other thing that we do. We back up. And if he's venting, we say, okay, do you want to hear what we have to say? Or did you just want to share? And that's either way is okay. It's no judgment. But if you were just venting, cool. Safe space. No judgment. If you actually want advice, here's what I have to say. And it's not necessarily going to be in the bucket of, yeah, my parents, you know, are just going to tell me what I want to hear, because we are biased by the nature that this is our human that came from us, that we raised, that we poured into, that we know has certain potential and capabilities. And with that said, he's a grown man who's making his own decisions, who's also having experiences outside of the bubble of our home. He doesn't live with us anymore. Now, if your younger millennial lives with you, that's a little bit different, because when he did, when he was under 21 and when he lived with us, we are very clear. We love you. We know that you're aging, you're growing, you have certain needs, there's certain things that you want to do, you want to explore, be curious, all of it. I'm here for it. And in parentheses, we got rules. We have, even in his case, we had a younger daughter. He had a younger sibling that he had to be mindful of. So no, you're not coming up in here at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because once that alarm is on, if anybody pushes through that door, there could be an issue. Okay. We might treat you like the stranger that we thought you was, because how dare you come up in here if it's not from work, like it wasn't something specific or we didn't know in advance, because that's just not how we play. That's not how we roll. I'm also born and raised Philadelphian. You're not just going to knock, come in my door at a certain hour and me not know who it is. So there's all of that. There's all of those contexts to be considered as well. That aside, back up. and ask permission. Would you like advice or did you just want to vent? Now, in all fairness, we try to do this with our Gen Z, who's 23, who like just turned 23 a hot second ago, just a few months back, who's a graduate of undergraduate degree in business, all the things. She's got a great head on her shoulders, really, really smart. She also displays some of the best and not so great versions of us, right? Like I've said this many, many times. For me, as a mother of a daughter specifically, I know it's a little different for my husband with his relationship. She has him wrapped around her finger, but he has good boundaries overall with her. But with my daughter, she is a mirror of so many of the great parts of me and so many of those parts of me that have pushed edges and pushed limits. And I do not often like to see that in the mirror that is little me, right? So some of the challenge that comes up with me trying to navigate and come into a parent advisor role with her is I have to remember and remind myself in real time. Like this isn't just a moment for the podcast. Like this is something I have to tell myself daily because she does still live with us, right? Like she's in proximity to us. I have to remind myself she is grown, she is growing, and she is not you. Because as much as I see so many things in her of me, she is not me. She did not grow up the way that I did. She did not have to live the way that I did. She did not have to make the choices that I made. She didn't have a young marriage and children the way I did, which also informed so many choices. She didn't. So there are many, many things that she is both free from, but also blind to because of the early responsibility that I chose to have. And that's not her. And I have to often remind myself, you know what? It's okay if she wants to go, you know, spend whatever at this certain level of hotel and do that and just have fun for a weekend because that's just what she wants to do. She doesn't have any other physical responsibility besides making sure that my granddog, Nova Lynn, went to the pet resort and, you know, or schedule, or she requested in advance and scheduled that with permission. Of course, she had to ask us, not just feel entitled to assume that one of us or both of us would be able to, you know, be home and, you know, care for the dog that particular day or that weekend for her outing and such. So I often do have to, in real time, this is a vulnerable, honest moment for all of you listening. I have to remind myself that my daughter, as amazing as she is not me. And many times that is hard for us when you see yourself in another human, whether it's a sibling or your child or, you know, the neighbor's kid, whatever, that just kind of reminds you of you. You have to be really, really careful. So we are also in parent advisor mode with her as well. But again, the nuance is different because she does live in our home. So there are rules that have to be respected. I have been clear with my children since they were little, and I have been fussed out by friends because of what I'm about to say. We are not your friend. I am not your friend. I have been clear with both of my kids. My husband has been clear with both of my kids. We love you. We will transition into a more friendly nature because there will be topics and different things that, of course, we'll talk about as you grow and you mature and your world opens up in different ways. That does not make us friends. You get one set of biological parents, you get lots of friends. You can fuss out your friend. You can tell them all about yourself. You better be very careful how you constructively correct your parents because we are not those type of parents. That is not allowed in on this doorstep at all. And I don't care if I'm 80, we are still not your friends, right? So I've had to be very clear with both of my kids with that because I know the relationships that so many other parents have with their children are different. They think it's cute to say, that's my best friend, or I had a daughter so I can have a best friend. Okay, that's you. That's not me. My daughter is not my best friend. I have other friends that are my besties, like that have been with me, that I can have adult peer-to-peer conversations with, that we can disagree as peers, we can agree as pairs, all those things. That is not my children. And I'm very clear with that. And it's also how I encourage, I don't judge, but I encourage the Power Couples and Potent Humans, which are the women founders and consultants and entrepreneurs that I work with, to be very mindful that if you have children, setting up a stage to be their friend creates so many crossover issues with boundaries. But since this was one episode, one question, I won't go into too many of the layers. I just hope that that was supportive. Be transitioned to parent advisor ask for permission. Is this something you just wanted to share, you know, vent, you just wanted to kind of give me the context for, or is this something that you would like my advice on? And be mindful when you are giving advice to them that they are not you, right? Even though there's a lot of layers of connectedness, they are not you. So with that said, that was your balance bite for today. Go enjoy the balance of your day, but remember, do it boldly.